Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall be no sign given, but the sign of Jonah the prophet." All right, you want a sign? Remember, they're seeking a sign. These Jewish people are looking for something. Who are you? Are you really who you say you are? Well, show us. Give us a sign. Well, he said, well, let me give you a sign of Jonah the prophet. First, Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites. So shall also the Son of Man be to his generation. Interesting. You want a sign, and you know what it was? That as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so also shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. But that was a sign. I wanted you to see that. Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 22. 1 Corinthians 14, 22. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, and not for them that believe, but what's that next phrase? But for them that believe not. Why am I belaboring the point? So many people are wanting to look for a sign, a sign, a sign, a sign. And it's so clear in Scripture that it's for unbelievers. Signs are, we don't need signs. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, that great love chapter, we find these words. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. These are sign gifts, prophecies. Whether there be tongues, these languages that are being spoken, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. The word knowledge means that it's somebody who's able to stand before God's people. Perhaps he's uneducated, he's never studied it, but yet God's given him that gift, not so much of speaking tongues, but giving him the gift of understanding, of knowledge, and how to explain to people without having to go to university, without having to go to school, without having been under the teaching of Jesus or anything. They would be give him knowledge of the Word of God. Now, we don't get that kind of knowledge today. You got to study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But this gift, the gift of knowledge, they didn't have to study. They could just stand before people and just quote Scripture and expound upon the Scripture. That was a gift. It was a sign gift. That gift will vanish away. Verse number 9. For we know in part, it's not complete, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Why is that so important? When the Word of God was completed, these sign gifts were done away with. These gifts of prophesying, these gifts of speaking in tongues, these gifts of healings, these gifts of knowledge, all these things that were supernaturally endowed upon people. These supernatural gifts, the Bible says, when that which is perfect is come, the Word of God, those things which are in part shall be done away with. There's not been a sign gift given since at least AD 96. Okay, when the Word of God was completed, he did away with all these. Are y'all following what I'm saying? A lot of controversy out there. But when we talk about these signs and wonders, back in the book of Hebrews, it was real then. The Jewish people saw it. They knew about their Old Testament, the fathers and all, how those wonderful things were taking place during New Testament era. All of these things were taking place. And he says, God also bared them witness, both with signs and wonders and with gifts, or miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. By the way, God still gives gifts, but not in these times. Boy, I wish I could spend some time there, okay? I hate to leave y'all hanging, but I got to move on. God gives us all gifts, but not these supernatural gifts that it's talking about in Scripture. Speaking in tongues and prophesying and healing, all these things that people proclaim. He gives us gifts for the church, singing, preaching, witnessing, hospitality, all these other kind of gifts that we read about in the book of 1 Corinthians. But let me move on. Verse number 5. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. What's he saying here, preacher? God never gave the angels the kind of dominion and authority that man had originally over the earth. Let me repeat that. God never gave the angels authority or dominion over the earth. Never. We see in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 27. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seeds, it shall be for your meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every green herb to meat. And so, why is that so important? God gave man dominion over everything. The fowl, the air, the beasts, the fields, the herbs, everything. Man had dominion over it, not the angels. Angels do not have dominion over this world or the world to come. That promise was given to man. The divine purpose for the world is that man, not angels, are to rule in the future. I hope I'm not losing you here. Verse number 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he hath put a subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. What in the world is he talking about, preacher? This is a direct quote from Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6. Time won't allow, I'm running out of time here. It's a direct quote from that. Literally, it's talking about that he put man in dominion and man blew it. He blew it. In chapter number 4, well, let me look in verse number 9, and I get this. But we see Jesus. Why is that so important? In verses 6 through 8, it speaks of mankind. Remember, we just read in Genesis and in Psalm 8. And in here, we see that God set mankind over this earth, over the fish, fowl of the air, the beast, every green herb. Verses 6 through 8 speaks about mankind. Verse number 9 speaks about Jesus. But we see Jesus. I love that. How do I know that? Okay, again, I did a lot of studying. There's a lot of controversy. What verses 6 through 8 is talking about. I am confident it's not talking here about Jesus Christ. It's talking about mankind. I want you to notice, look in verse number 6, the last part of verse number 6, where it says, the Son of Man. When you see the word son up there, okay, it's in lowercase. Again, I did a study this week. It didn't have nothing to do while Latrice out there getting a suntan and all. They bought me a while back a hammock for Christmas. A hammock that has a cover over it. It is a wide hammock, and it's really neat. You can sit out anywhere, and while you can sit out in the breeze and the sun don't get to you, it covers you up. So I'm sitting out there for a couple hours and just reading and studying and all, amazing, doing anything out there. I'm going to be hearing the waves come in out on the beach and hear the seabirds, seagulls flying, and all these wonderful things. While I'm reading, I checked out this Son of Man. Every time it has lowercase S-O-N of man, it speaks of mankind. But every time it has a capital S-O-N of man, it speaks of Jesus. Every time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.